Today, I'm revisiting the message of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament. What I'm calling today's word is a prophetic pause. The book of Malachi is a prophecy about preparing the way for Messiah to come to his temple people and turning their hearts back to God as their loving Father. It's a message for us in these days as his people, his temple. Now, Malachi was the last prophet to speak in the Old Testament. He was speaking to the people who had returned from their 70-year exile in Babylon. They went into bondage in Babylon after their temple in Jerusalem was destroyed by the king of Babylon. When they came back to Jerusalem, they spent quite a few years rebuilding the temple under Zerubbabel, their priestly ruler. Then, 12 years after they had completed the temple, Malachi prophesied that the Messiah would return to their temple. And here's the key verse in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. I will send my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord, Messiah, whom you seek, will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight is coming, says the Lord. So this verse mentions two messengers. The messenger that comes to speak about another messenger, the messenger of the covenant. And we're going to see that those two messengers are John the Baptist and Jesus. You would have thought, if you were in those days hearing that word in Malachi after the temple had been completed, and then there was a prophecy of the Lord coming to his temple, that this was the time for something wonderful to happen. But nothing wonderful happened. Everything stopped and came to a standstill until the time came for God to act. Malachi was actually prophesying about the time of the appearance of John the Baptist 400 years later. He was the messenger, the Elijah, who would proclaim the ministry of Jesus, the Messiah, who was the messenger of the new covenant, as we saw above. Now, during that silence of 400 years, which I have mentioned previously, but I want to mention it today in another context of what's happening, I believe, in the church and in the world today. But during that silence, after the final word from Malachi, there were no prophets and no revelation of God's word or priestly instruction in the ways of God. This 400-year time of silence is called a prophetic pause, which is what I believe is happening today. Now, there was another 400 years of silence, another prophetic pause at the time of Israel being taken in bondage as slaves in Egypt, after the time that Abraham was told that his descendants would inherit the promised land, the whole land of Canaan. For 400 years at that time, there were no prophets and no revelation of God's word or priestly instruction in the ways of God until Moses, when the word of God came to Moses to say, "Let my people go." So a prophetic pause like this speaks of preparing the way of the Lord in a time of uncertainty and ambiguity, with an expectation for something new and different to happen, a waiting time. Now, we've spoken about the birth of John the Baptist. Let's look at the background of the birth of John the Baptist, which was the next thing to happen to God's people Israel after the book of Malachi, insofar as any prophetic activity. So after the 400 years of silence from the book of Malachi, it was time for John the Baptist to be born and to become the messenger, the Elijah that Malachi was talking about, who would prepare the way of the Lord, Jesus the Messiah. In fact, when Jesus was asked who John the Baptist was, he said, "This is Elijah." He'd come in the spirit of Elijah. But Zacharias the priest, who was the father of John the Baptist, was told that his wife Elizabeth was going to have a child. The angel Gabriel appeared to him to give him the news that Elizabeth was going to give birth. The angel said, "Your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. You shall go before them in the spirit and power of Elijah. That's John the Baptist. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the Lord. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. These words are from Luke chapter 1. But they're taken straight out of the prophecy of Malachi and are in fact from the last words in the last chapter of the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi. Those words are spoken, and we'll come to them again shortly. But Elizabeth was barren and was well past childbearing age, being 60 years old, and Zacharias did not believe what the angel told him. So Gabriel said to Zacharias, "You will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." So here we have a double emphasis upon the significance of the time of silence when Zacharias is struck dumb. It's like a mini prophetic pause, not 400 years, but from the time it took 9 months until that baby John was born. So a prophetic pause of a time of further preparation before the time to speak would come. The words of the angel were a repeat of the message of Malachi, but the unveiling of them was nothing like anyone expected. Nobody expected John the Baptist to be born and live out in the wilderness and prophesy about Jesus and point the way to him as the messenger of the new covenant. And many rejected or ignored the truth of the message. Now, I believe we are in a global prophetic pause in this current time of global confusion and catastrophe. But the prophetic pause is always full of the purpose of God. I believe that the prophetic pause we're experiencing today holds the promise of worldwide Holy Spirit activity. And the unveiling of that will be like nothing anyone would have expected. We can tend to expect that God will speak to his people the same way time after time, or do his sovereign acts the same way time after time. But God will not be locked into our expectations or predictions as to how he will speak or what he will do or when he will do it. That's why what I believe will come upon the earth, which is a move of the Holy Spirit, is something I don't know when and I don't know how. There have been many moves of the Holy Spirit on the earth, and they all came with different settings and circumstances and activities from the preceding moves of the Holy Spirit. Some were times of weeping and repentance. Some were times of healing and miracles. Some were times of teaching and revelation. And some were times of refreshing and release. An example of God varying his method and manner of speaking to a prophet was after Elijah had seen God do a mighty miracle of bringing rain upon the drought that God had brought upon the nation of Israel. For 3.5 years, there had been no rain. And God had told Elijah that that would happen. At the end of that time, Elijah comes to King Ahab, the bad king, and he challenges him to have his prophet of Baal and Ashtaroth to erect their altars on the top of Mount Carmel and to ask their gods to end the drought, while Elijah would set up his altar to Yahweh and call upon him. It was a competition, a very enthusiastic one. And the prophets of Baal did all kinds of weird rituals, but nothing happened. Then it was Elijah's turn, and when he called upon God, there was lightning and thunder and a deluge of rain. Elijah won, God won, and a nation repented and turned back to God. Ahab's wife Jezebel then vowed to kill Elijah, and this frightened Elijah. He was so scared, he ran and hid in a cave, waiting for God to speak to him again for direction, what to do next. He was in his cave, and there was more rain, and then mighty thunder, and he saw lightning flash, and he thought, "Oh, this is God speaking to me," because that's how he spoke to me before on Mount Carmel. But the Bible says that God was not in the storm, and God was not in the lightning like he was before. He then had to wait and listen for the still small voice to tell him of the new thing that God had planned for him to do. God did things totally differently from before. We appear to be living in a time of prophetic pause, a time of silence a time of uncertainty and ambiguity, waiting for the word of the Lord to come and bring new direction to God's people? Is the church like Zacharias, waiting for the time to speak a clear word? Is the church like Elijah, waiting for the still small voice to tell us something perhaps unlike we have heard or seen before? I believe this is a time of God reordering his people to hear from God, and he's also wanting to reorder the entire world because of corruption. He wants to give his church the understanding, the heart, to hear his voice. In 1 Corinthians 14, Paul speaks about there being many kinds of voices in the world, and they're all trying to declare or proclaim something. He says that if the trumpet, that is the voice of proclamation, sounds an uncertain or an indistinct sound, the people will not know how to go into battle. And this means that the people will not be ready or prepared. We're in a time when God is preparing us and reordering these things in the earth and his church. Malachi said God would first visit his temple, his church. In the church, we're hearing many earnest and sincere voices proclaiming with great zeal what God might be saying at the moment. And there are different perceptions and opinions and discernments as to what is being proclaimed and predicted. And accountability comes with prophecy and prediction. But just as Zacharias had to wait, and more so, just like Elijah had to wait and hear the word of the Lord in a new way, as a still small voice after the storm and the lightning, this may be a time when we need to be still and hear and see what Jesus has to say and do. Not only through what the Holy Spirit whispers to us personally, but also through what Jesus, the head of the church, does sovereignly in the earth and in his church. Something perhaps unlike what we've seen before in previous moves of the Holy Spirit. There are many people on their knees at this moment, calling upon the name of the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 it says, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers through the prophets. But in these last days, he speaks to us through his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world." God is preparing the hearts of all those who seek him with true hearts to be fully assured in faith that he alone has authority over all that is happening upon the earth and in the heavens at this time. There are parallels to the church in the message of Malachi in this strange time in which we live, in a time of standstill, disorientation. The church today appears to have all it could ever need in the form of resources, such as church buildings and worship and leaders and helpers and programs and marketing for evangelism. But is God calling for something more? Now, I cannot predict what it would be, but what I would hope for is the presence of God in our midst, melting our hearts rather than just the presence of all the sincere and impressive human ability and performance and Bible knowledge in our midst, exciting our senses. Is there something deeper that God wants to do for his children? From the first verse of the book of Malachi, we see that God's purpose was to assure his people that he still loved them and was keeping his covenant with them. And the theme of the last verse of the book is also of the love between God as our Father and us as his children. So I'll read the last verse of the last chapter of the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi 4:6. "I am sending you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord arrives. His preaching will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers." Let's pray today for the heart of the Father through his Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit who spreads God's love to us, into our hearts and through us. Let's pray that that will melt us and soften our hearts all over the earth in these days, that people will turn back to loving their Father God as his children, and loving one another, so that there will be something that's brought about to prepare a people for Jesus to return in his time. Amen.